to India, where authorities say an error in the signalling system led the country's worst train disaster in more than 20 years. Some 275 people were killed and more than 1,100 injured after three trains collided outside of Kolkata in the eastern state of Odisha. Now there are questions about whether safety standards on India's rail system are slipping, despite the billions of dollars spent on modernisation. Adnan Nasimullah is an expert in Indian politics and academic in international relations at London's King's College and joins me now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
What happened? Do we have a better picture of what led to these trains colliding?
Well, it's still not absolutely certain, but I mean, there was this sort of there's an electronic system that's supposed to prevent this by sort of signaling whether there are any trains in upcoming track, and that seems to have failed. So there was a particular passenger train that ran in that was supposed to be on a main line, managed to get into a loop line where there was a stationary goods train, which then collided with a second super fast train, passenger train. So it's been, I think it's sort of unclear exactly where in the system, in the signaling system, but I'm not a train engineer,
sure,
unfortunately.
Trains are so important to the way India functions, and under Narendra Modi, billions of dollars has been spent upgrading India's railway system. But there now seems to be questions about whether they've gone too hard at modernising and slightly lost sight of safety for the existing network. Is that a fair set of questions to be asking?
Well, I think it's particularly fair given the fact that the Modi regime has basically understood its own legitimacy in the context of the development of infrastructure. But part of the reason why I think that there is growing skepticism is because a lot of that infrastructure is being managed by private subcontractors, including a lot of companies that are very close to Narendra Modi personally. I'm just talking more generally rather than specifically the train network. But those are the kinds of questions that I think arise when you have a crisis like this.
What are the political implications of all of this? It's India's worst rail disaster in 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there are hundreds of train disasters every year in the Indian rail network, which, you know, it involves 13 million people per day and huge amounts of, it really is a kind of a circulatory system for uniting a huge country with the largest population on earth. I think that the story is that this is probably unlikely to actually impact national politics because Modi has got such a sort of hegemonic majority in the government. But it's possible that this leads to a narrative of failure that the opposition might possibly capitalize on.
There are calls, as I understand it, for the railway minister to resign.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't. I think part of the dynamic is that the opposition is relatively weak, relatively divided, so it's unlikely that they'll actually be able to force the government to do anything. I think now it's just a question of what the internal politics are within the party among the different factions.
Obviously, modernization of India's infrastructure has been fairly central to Modi's efforts to build support, and particularly in some of the regions. Do you think this puts some of that at stake, or does it make him more focused on that?
Well, I mean, again, I don't think that this is, even though it's an absolutely horrific accident, and in fact is probably going to dominate the news for quite a while. I think that the that the focus on development and infrastructure development is much larger than railways only. I mean, especially there's a lot of emphasis on sort of roads and road networks that have been traditionally under-invested upon relative to things like the railways. So I think that it's much more likely that this is going to have the same kind of impact as Erdogan's as Erdogan was facing coming up to his elections following the huge earthquake that destroyed many houses and killed thousands of people. I think it would sort of solidify opposition that already exists and probably is unlikely to actually lead to any major criticism within his own ranks.
Adnan Nasimullah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
From King's College in London.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.